USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Russian authorities are confirming a total of more than 140 dead in the wake of Friday's terrorist attack in Moscow. It happened during a sold-out rock concert. Gunmen opened fire into the crowd. ISIS-K claiming credit for the attack.
And in fact, what we know to be the case is that ISIS-K is actually, by all accounts, responsible for what happened.
Vice President Kamala Harris. In the wake of the attack, Russian authorities have been pointing the finger at Ukraine as a bloody ground war between the two countries continues. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accusing Russia of trying to shift blame. One U.S. senator says there were warnings from the U.S. sent to the Russian government about the potential for terrorist attacks like the one in Moscow on Friday. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia tells Fox News Sunday Russian President Vladimir Putin would not listen.
Vladimir Putin gave a speech on Tuesday discounting the warning, saying we were trying to meddle and create confusion. We also warned Iran a couple months ago about a potential attack by ISIS-K there.
The White House is expecting an Israeli delegation to arrive in Washington, D.C. for high-level talks this week. President Biden invited a team of Israeli officials to visit during a recent phone call with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. At the same time, House Speaker Mike Johnson has said that he wants to invite the Prime Minister to speak to Congress about the conflict against Hamas in Gaza. The Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani will address the media today for the first time since allegations of illegal gambling and theft involving his former interpreter surfaced. After investigative journalists with the LA Times first reported the story, the Dodgers fired the interpreter, who was also seen as a close colleague of Ohtani. Major League Baseball says it has started a formal investigation of its own. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
One Republican lawmaker saying Americans should consider their own level of safety in the wake of the ISIS-K Moscow terror attacks Friday. The attack left more than 140 people dead at a jam-packed rock concert.
I asked our commanding general in the Middle East about ISIS's capacity to project attacks from Afghanistan. He said that in as little as 6 months, and it turned out to be closer to 6 days, that ISIS from Afghanistan, with little or no warning, could attack Western interests across Asia and Europe.
The potential for a major financial windfall, a Trump company is going public.
The social media company founded by former President Trump is set to become publicly traded through a merger. Shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corporation granted approval on Friday for the merger with Trump Media and Technology Group, the owner of the Truth Social platform. Trump's ownership in the merged entity would encompass approximately 80 million shares valued at around $3 billion.
USA's John Schaefer. The National Park Service is being sued for not accepting cash payments at parks across the U.S. Three people filed a lawsuit earlier this month claiming the Park Service is breaking federal law by not accepting cash for entry to various monuments, parks, and historic sites. The trio filed a lawsuit after their cash payments were rejected at locations in Arizona, Georgia, and New York. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.